Welcome to the Casual Convo Podcast. I'm your host, Nasika, and this is my audio letter that I felt the need to share with you all tonight. It is the evening time, and I'm kind of in my feelings, in my thoughts, in my mind, in my heart about a certain topic. Okay, so I just want to again remind you all, we dive into real topics here, always with a spiritual underline, spiritual foundation, if you will. Okay, so I just again want to talk about something that may hit close to home for many of us. Starting off, navigating complexities. The complexities of being single while maybe crossing paths with someone who just has that great energy. You know what I mean? Someone you vibe with, someone you could relate to, someone who, you know, makes your heart smile a little something, something. You know, the kind of person who lights up your spirit. Someone who believes in God and seems to check all the boxes, right? Like, ladies, this is for my ladies, all right? And, you know, men, you listening, I'm sure you can relate too, but this is really for my ladies because I'm a woman and women relate to other women, all right? So, ladies, you know, if that right person crossed the paths, and you know, sometimes when you first meet somebody, it's too early to tell. So the beginning stages are always, you know, heavenly and exciting and hopeful. And, you know, not to say that we're pressed to dive into anything serious, but the thoughts, the imagination, the pondering of it all, you know, it's kind of beautiful. Not kind of, it is beautiful. It feels good. But as we all know, the flesh has a way of creeping into our hearts and minds, and sometimes turning that or turning what feels right into something that could potentially derail us from our divine purpose. And that terrifies me. Okay? Because it is so easy for the flesh to jump before the spirit, you know, or try to take lead as if, you know, we know best. And it's like, you know, girl, sit down somewhere. You don't know what's going on. Or you know what's going on, rather, and you want to sit there and act as though, thank you, and act as though it's okay. You know, it's not okay to let your flesh lead. We always have to lead in spirit. Let the Holy Spirit lead us. So now, let's get real here, all right? If you're not real yet, let's get real right now. We've all experienced those moments where we met someone who just feels right, okay? They're kind, they share our faith, and they just have a vibe that makes us feel seen and heard and valued. It's like a breath of fresh air, right? But it gets tricky. Okay, when that physical attraction starts to steer something deeper, something that can easily distract us from the mission that our Heavenly Father has placed on our hearts. So how do we navigate this? How do we navigate a situation like that? How do we stay true to our calling while also honoring these beautiful connections that come our way? Because if we have, like, you know, self-control and boundaries and standards set in place and not letting it down for temporal feelings of the flesh or for the flesh, you know, We're going to unpack this, I feel like, in three key points. Because I don't want to make this audio letter long. But for myself today, as I was really battling in my mind and my heart with a certain situation, I'm going to keep it real. Recognizing the blessing versus the distraction. I had to go over that in my mind heavy, okay? So let's just first acknowledge that crossing paths with someone who uplifts our spirit is a blessing, okay? It's a reminder that God places people in our lives for a reason, all right? Not to be like, to get your rocks off or whatever. It's not that simple, okay? But we have to discern whether this connection is part of our journey or if it's something that might lead us away from our true mission. And you know the mission that the Most High instilled within you. You know what is pulling at your spirit, your soul, what you have to do, but maybe put off till tomorrow. And you know when you don't do what the Holy Spirit is directing you to do and giving you the wisdom to do, you start to feel depressed. You start to feel distracted. You start to, you know, fall into things you probably have no business falling into. So, you know, it's easy to get caught up in the excitement of new feelings, but we need to ask ourselves, is this enhancing my relationship with God or is it pulling me away from God at all times? Period. Okay, number two, guarding our hearts and minds. See, the Bible reminds us in Proverbs 4:23, right? To guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. When we allow our flesh to take lead, it can cloud our judgment and lead us down paths that may not align with God's plan for our life. The plan that God has for you and me. The plan that God has for us. This doesn't mean shutting down our emotions or desires. I mean, no. We got to keep it real. We got to express that we're human. You know, we have the gift of emotions from our Heavenly Father and feelings. But it just means being mindful and prayerful about where those feelings are leading us. So in moments, it's so easy to choose wrong. But we know to be set apart and to be holy and to be a child truly of our Heavenly Father. You know, we choose right. You know, we choose to fight and battle the flesh. We die to the flesh every day. The more we say no, the more we are spirit-led and able to have self-control and choose right over wrong, if you will. Okay? So three, staying focused on the mission, okay? Staying focused on the mission is 100%. Excuse me, I want to turn that off. Is 100% what we need to do. Staying focused, stay in fitness, stay in faith, be positive in all the things that you do. You don't want to catch yourself slipping and falling short because you're bored or you're procrastinating on things. You want to stay focused, okay? So we need to keep our eyes on the mission. Let me turn this down. It's a little loud. Okay. Yeah. We need to stay focused, excuse me, on the mission. Each of us has a unique purpose, a divine assignment that God has entrusted within us, for us, and to us. That is unbelievable. It's such a blessing and a privilege that we take for granted by pushing it to the side and feeling like we could do and choose whatever we want to do. Yeah, you mean you do. You have free will, sure. But remember, yes, relationships can be beautiful, but our relationship with our Heavenly Father, with our Lord and Savior, Christ Yeshua, is number one. Okay? So it's just that those beautiful relationships, they should never distract us from what God has called us to do. Just period. Okay. We need to constantly check in with ourselves and with God first and foremost to ensure that our connections are always aligned with His will. Okay, so stay strong, stay grounded, and do what you're supposed to do. Because when that person, before that person came along, you was on your path, walking along, handling your business, and now a test comes along and you want to say, well, you know, I think I deserve this. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. Not to say you don't, but please, when you're all alone and it's all said and done, dig deep down within yourself and choose the conviction that the Holy Spirit is giving you and just be patient and stay focused. Okay, stay focused. And I want to leave you all with this thought before I go, because I told you this wasn't going to be a long audio letter today. But there's nothing wrong with wanting to share your life with someone who feels like a match for your soul. But remember, the ultimate relationship we need to nurture is the one with our Heavenly Father first, and respecting Him and His boundaries and His laws and commandments, so that then we can apply that to our other relationships in our lives, because we know what it means to stand strong in boundaries and standards and what we deserve and what we ask for from the opposite sex, you know? As long as we keep Him first anyway at the center of our lives, everything else will always fall into place. So remember that, okay? So yes, thank you all for tuning into this quick casual convo. And I just hope today's episode has given you something to reflect on as you navigate the beautiful yet sometimes challenging journey of faith and relationships. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who might need to hear this message. Until next time, stay blessed, stay focused, and remember, keep it casual, but always keep it real.